It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
I'm not Lisa Maynard.
I am not Kirk Maynard.
Hey, all, thanks for joining us. This is Kirk Maynard and Jamie Napolsky.
Yes, back in the studio.
Yep, and I'm running the show, so everybody should be scared.
You should be scared.
I don't know what I'm doing, but I'll figure it out. With us, we have a guest today. Hello, Vicki.
Hello.
And Vicki, is it McKenzie's your last name?
It is.
And you want to tell us who you are with?
I am with The Showcase, which is located above Frontier on Van Horn.
Nice.
Awesome. And so it's Plumber Showcase? Or is it Frontier Plumbing?
It's actually The Showcase now. They dropped the plumbing part of it, but Frontier Plumbing is downstairs.
Okay.
And do you mind telling us what you all do? And I know part of what you do because when we had our house fire, we had to rebuild, and our contractor suggested you all. So I'm pretty sure we came down for cabinets. We came down for fixtures. We came down for, most everything.
Yeah. Flooring. We now have Graber blinds that we can do. We have windows, doors, cabinets, like you said. Bathtub, shower doors, shower surrounds.
Oh, dang.
Oh, my gosh, that's fabulous.
And now we're going through a flood, which you guys probably know if you've been listening to the show for 2 years. We are going through a 2-year flood, and so we're actually to the point that we're the new framing's up, the sheetrock's up, and we're actually asked to go pick out our tub and our surround and our shower. So I think we need to head your way and come check that out. So good reminder you guys do that. I guess I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
So can you tell us what actually, and I think Lisa, this is one of the things that sparked Lisa wanting to have you on here, is what's trending out there right now? Is there stuff that you see from your vantage that's not going out of style that you think is going to be around has been around and maybe still continue to be around? And I ask this because, one, Lisa thought of this, too. I remember our cabinets that we got from you guys maybe 10 years ago are still showing up on all the real estate shows. They're starting to show up as trending, and I think they have been and will continue to be in style. And so we've been super happy with the kitchen cabinetry we got from you guys. But what
was it, craft made that you got?
I think so.
Or crystal?
Yeah, I don't know if Lisa was here, she would know that because she's got the perfect memory. But it's, and in the style too, it's just, I don't know I'm in real estate and I should probably know this, but what the style is. But it's just basically a flat panel with one piece that goes around.
Probably the shaker style.
Yes,
door.
That's it.
That one's the most popular. I heard gray is going out next year because it's been in forever and it's on its way out. For fixtures, oil rub bronze is on its way out. Most people, they don't care.
Yeah.
You know, if that's their color, that's their color.
It wasn't like a year or two ago, because, we've had brass, we went away from brass, gold, then we went away, we had silver, brushed silver. I think it felt like a year or two ago, it was a combination of gold and silver, copper and silver, black has been in, so.
Black is the new, it's like taking over.
Yes.
Everybody wants black, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe that would hold up over time. It's not necessarily going to go out of style right away. Like, you see bronze and nickel and everything else go in and out, It seems like black is kind of. And how about like with hardware for the cabinets? We want to go do black all of our.
Yes, we have top knobs and they have hundreds and hundreds. I'd say go to the website, but it's better not to because you'll just get overwhelmed.
Yeah. Do you have lots of stuff in stock to see, or are you ordering a lot of things?
We have to order mostly everything.
Okay.
We do have some Delta and Moen fixtures in stock, but most of our stuff is ordered.
Okay.
But time frame's not that bad right now.
And Jamie, was your question, can you pick it up there and it's in stock, or do you have to order it, or can you see it?
See it. Yeah,
so, yes, we have the showroom is full of displays.
Okay, that's
and fabulous. We also have tile, but I kind of think more people are moving away from the tile into like the swanstone, which is a marbly looking, or a new product we have is Fibo.
Okay.
Which is Fibo or Fibo, depending on where you're at in the world.
What the heck is it?
Yeah. It's it looks like a wood grain, but it's 100% waterproof.
Wow.
And only showers, but if you do a tub, you can cut it off and it's glue up. And it's
Fibo,
nice.
That's good to know. And
yeah.
Like I said, we've got two bathrooms that we're about to do, and that's totally relevant to us. And so it's a wood knockoff, or is it a – what's the – do we know what the material is in there?
It's not like – the Swanstone is more of a Corian, as people call it.
Right.
This is a – they will call and say, I need the – I can't think of the word now.
It's okay. It happens to the best of us. I know. Whenever we want it, it's not there. But yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's from Florco, if you want to read up on it. Or, Kurt, I can send you some information.
No, yeah. No, please do. And then, obviously, if you guys are as inquisitive as I am, just get a hold of myself, Jamie, or Vicky over it. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I would call it Plumber's Showcase. I keep on calling it Plumber's Showcase.
The Showcase.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's exciting to just go in and see different materials, because I think that's – I mean, the more I'm going into houses, sometimes I'm not – I think because I spend so much time in, like, Lowe's and Home Depot, I'm like, Lowe's. So it's really nice. I mean, I can tell when I'm bringing in clients, especially buyers, when it's something that's maybe from a smaller business in town or mm-hmm. something that's just completely unusual, because it stands out.
It does.
So when I'm with a client, they're like, oh, my gosh, you remember that house with that bathroom, or you remember that house with that flooring, because it's something we haven't seen and it's not – so it's just really nice to know that there's different –
cookie cutter, yeah.
Yes, that there's just different products out there. Even if it's – if you're carrying some of the same things, it's nice that you can pick something a little bit different or mix and match.
Exactly.
I think the same thing, too, because you can kind of tell when stuff's bought from Lowe's or Home Depot, or when it's bought maybe from Spenard's or the Showcase. And so and you're supporting local, obviously, too, so that's always awesome. But usually it's higher quality, and that's what we look for when we're – and that's as we learned last week with our appraiser. You know, that's what they're looking for is the overall quality. And so they're not going to say, hey, you put X amount into your cabinetry, but I could tell the overall quality is X. And so it might bump you into the next, you know, appraisal price range. So,
yeah. So let's pretend that I'm a first time I bought my house and I want to do a project, because I feel like that's where we have a lot of clients that are like, oh, you know, you buy your house and like we bought our house and I would say that our bathrooms are not, they need to be renovated. They need to be updated. So, you know, the reason I love shopping local is because I feel like there's a lot more hands-on.
Exactly.
So can you kind of tell us a little bit if we were to come in, what does that look like? Are you going to like walk us through the whole process? Are you like, what is that kind of, let's say I do my bathroom. What does the service look like there?
I will show you the product that we have available. And I will give you different options, and I will send you a quote, price range, ETAs. If you want a vanity, we go through all the colors, door styles, wood styles, and we'll quote you there. Swanstone also has countertops that you can match your walls to.
Okay.
You know, so you can have the same color.
Nice.
And then, yeah. And if you want flooring, we have flooring.
Okay.
Mirrors, lighted mirrors.
Nice. So it's a one-stop shop.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. I always tell people, you know, come here. We have everything you need from ground up except for, you know, wood for the walls and concrete for the floor.
No, that's huge. No, and I didn't even realize it, even though we rebuilt half of our house with you guys. I didn't even know that. So I'm sorry. I had to look at Swanstone. Is it Swan or Swanstone or
Swanstone? Oh,
okay.
So,
holy wow!
There's Kirk loves to look stuff up.
I know. If he can't see what I'm doing over the radio, I'm on the Swanstone website.
And we would be much better off if we were a TV show.
Video podcast. So I get that, but their stuff is pretty cool. So go to swanstone.com. Look at their products. There's some neat stuff there. It's actually pretty nice. And again, us that are looking to redo our stuff, I've got to make. I wish Lisa was here, because she'd be. Next stop is going down to Showcase.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
Because it's a very good chance we'll actually come see you guys and redo our bathrooms with you all. So it's good to know what the process is. That was a good question, Jamie. So
yeah.
How long is it going to take? Is it going to take? And obviously, we're not 2, 3, 4 years ago where shipping was stupid and it was taking probably a year or two to get some certain products. What's it like today getting products?
Swanstone is a solid 8 weeks out, but it seems like it goes really quick. And cabinets are running probably 2.5, 3 months at the most. That's probably the longest lead time.
Yeah, so plenty of time to prep, plenty of time to kind of get everything organized and then have it delivered and ready to set up. Do you do a delivery process or is it pickup only?
We can set up delivery.
Okay, perfect.
Depending on where you live.
Okay. Yeah,
then it might be a charge.
Seems fair. Yes, yeah. I remember there were some people that I'm just like, when I had some clients, they were like, "What is that like?" And I go, "Well, I mean, if you're 50 miles down Gina,
yes,
let's discuss some location." But you know, they're pretty good around town or a little bit outside of town. Okay, fabulous.
So I got to keep the Swanstone.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
Cool.
You're not
so
gonna let that go.
I'm not gonna let it go. So is it a concrete or a comp?
Composite.
That is really cool looking.
Yeah, there's like, well, if you count white and bone, and there's 14 different colors.
I totally dig it. And not knowing what, I mean, I'm not the best of not knowing what's in or out, so don't hire me as your professional to come in to remodel your house. But Lisa is, and Jamie, I know you are too, but Lisa's been talking about doing subway tile in her bathrooms. And so I'm like, okay, somebody tells you, she keeps putting them out on the TV shows. I'm looking down here, and Swanstone has a crud load of subway tile patterns, which is
classic.
Different sizes, too. Yeah, they have a 12 by 24.
Yeah.
The traditional subway tile pattern, the 12 by 24. They have a 6 by 24, which is the modern subway tile pattern, and then the classic, which is 3 by 6. So super neat you guys have that, and there's a good chance we're going to be coming down and doing our stuff. That is flipping awesome. I'm looking at a picture. It's a shower with no, and you guys help me out because maybe I'm just stupid. Shower with no door, and I've been in plenty of hotels with showers with no doors. And is that a thing now? Just kind of a walk-in shower, but no door.
I think it would be cold.
I'm going to show these guys a picture, so if you guys can all close your eyes and imagine what I'm talking about real quick. But
I think there's some. I mean, I think it's all preference, and I think there's some. And then I think it depends on how you have your house laid out, how you have, I think like you're saying, I do think that when you have shower doors, I think it creates a warmer environment. I think some people do it cause they don't want to clean the door so you can get water spots. Yep. I mean, it's a little bit more maintenance, but I think that it's a more finished look. I think it's a nicer look. I think it looks much more high-end when you put a door on there. I've actually seen – I've been watching some updating videos, and so I've been trying to look at, like, you know, things you can do that are expensive but not a total remodel where you're taking – you know, like, I want to remodel our master bathroom. That's where I want to invest most of the money. But our middle bathroom, I want to keep the tub. But putting the shower doors on the tub, you can actually do that. So you don't have to take the whole tub out because our tub is practically brand new. Just because it wasn't utilized, the gentleman that owned the house prior to us didn't use that. It was just him in a 3-bedroom house. So I'm like, here we have this basically brand new tub. So I don't necessarily want to do it, but it looks lower end in the sense that it doesn't have doors. But I'd like to put doors on it and then put tiling around the shower. But to do that, it does look higher end to put those shower doors. And it creates a nicer environment than just the standard shower curtain, I think.
Well, one of the top selling doors right now is from Floorco, and it's called the Gemini. And it's kind of like a barn style roll door, and they 4 different finishes. And it's hot, and it's nice, and it's not super expensive.
Cool. Yeah. I know Lisa's done with barn style doors in closets, but you don't see too many in baths and showers. So
yeah,
it's actually kind of cool.
Yeah. And I think one thing I'd like to point out is, and I mean, I know we talk a lot about shopping local, and again, I have nothing against Lowe's and Home Depot. I love running there sometimes and picking up stuff when I'm like, oh, I need something or, you know, whatever. But I think what I like is the expertise, and that's really, you really get somebody that knows a bunch of different products or can walk you through the process. I mean, that's where we went for, why you're saying like you did your cabinets and why we went shopped local for our deck.
Yep.
Because you have somebody that's going to walk you through. Like we went to go, for an example, our washer died. And so it was late at night. I was like, oh my gosh, I have all this washing. And so my husband was like, oh, let's just run to Lowe's and get a washer. The poor kid that we talked to had no idea. He was like, I think this would be good for your house. And I was like, okay, is it in stock? No.
Right.
And I was like, are you kidding me? I said, what about this one? Is it in stock? Let me check. No. We went through 17 washers. And I finally went, could you tell me what is in stock? The only thing they had in stock was the most expensive washer that hooked up to the app on my phone that called and alerted me. And I went, you want me to buy a $5,000 washer that talks to my phone, that alerts my house, that does this? I said, if we had a family, we had like five kids, yes, I would be all into that. But I do not need that. And I go, that's the only washer you have? And he goes, I think that would work in your house. And I go, because it's the only washer you have. And I just went, oh my gosh, we got it. We got to go to a store. So we ended up at a smaller business. And they were like, no, this is not what you, they were like, tell me a little bit about what you do.
Right.
What is your laundry needs? And I was like, this is like the best questions I've ever had. I was like, this, you know, I probably do laundry once a week.
That alone is worth buying.
Yes.
Local.
And then they were just like, you do not need a $5,000 washer I was like, I'm all into apps and technology. But I mean, this is why I think it's such a good thing to bring people like you on, because shopping local, you may spend a little bit more money, but you save in the end on different things where they're like, this is a higher quality product. It's going to last longer. It's going to, you know how you're like, your cabinets are 10 years old. The shaker style is much more quality. It fits in the house longer than like, oh, you went trendy and now they're really out of date and you really should be thinking about painting them or replacing them or...
Yeah.
And we can fall for that. We get sucked in by, oh, it's really beautiful. It looks really new. And you don't have somebody that says, the Subway towel would be classic. It's probably going to last the duration of your house or something like that. So
you nailed it, Jamie. When we come back, we'll be with Vicki McKenzie with The Showcase. And we'll talk to you more about their products. And I have a bazillion more questions I just came up with. So see you in a minute.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM, KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. As our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations, there's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it. As your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., and Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
With no Lisa Maynard.
No Lisa. At least she's not wounded. I'm sorry. We did have several weeks where she was injured.
Nope, she started selling houses again, so we don't have to break ankles anymore. Welcome back, you guys. We have Vicki McKenzie with The Showcase, formerly known as The Plumber Showcase, also known as... Plumbers. What else do you guys go by? I know the Fillmore family has a ton of products.
But... We're only going to call it the Showcase. Okay, name you're going to know it by from now on. And where is the location? Let's say the location again. So if you're just joining us, it's located at...
Above Frontier Supply at 981 Van Horn.
Perfect. If you are looking for supplies, you're just joining our show, please check it out, because again, I know that sometimes we're wandering around Fairbanks and we're thinking, oh my gosh, I'd like to do this project, and we go somewhere and then we can't find something, or we're looking at the same thing we've seen in every house and it's so frustrating. So please think about our local businesses, especially the Showcase, and go over there and see what they have in stock or what they can get you, because by the time you're ready to do this project, all of your supplies would be in and you could have it ordered and they would have given you a quote and walked you through the whole process. Process, which would be fantastic for you. So go check it out. Vicky's over there. She'd be more than happy to do this for you.
Thank you, Jamie. That's very good. So I got a bazillion more questions. I know we want to get onto countertops too.
Let's do it.
So my first one, I'm still hooked on the Swan
Stone. So if you're not here in the studio, Kirk is on his iPad. He's looking at products.
Y'all should see this. are smooth walls, am I crazy to like smooth walls?
No, but that's an oddity in Alaska.
I'm looking at the showers. I'm thinking of showers, but smooth walls, I don't know. I'm a minimalist, and I just kind of like simple things. So yeah. The smooth walls is kind of cool to me. But I don't ever see that in Fairbanks.
No.
There's always some sort of surround or something going on.
Yes.
But you're down with that? Okay. So is that in style, smooth walls?
The Swanstone is probably our top selling item right now.
Cool. I dig it. I'm going to try to sell Lisa on it. I love that. If she says no and we're getting the subway towels. Totally down with that. There's some cool stuff there, but love the smooth walls. One of my questions is if you are less than perfectly handy like me, do you have somebody or recommendations for people that can put this fun stuff in for us?
Yes, we work with a lot of contractors. We don't have contractors, but we, you know.
Point us in the right direction?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm dumb and I can't.
Oh, no. But I mean, that's a great question, because some people are, I mean, I get lots of first-time home buyers and then they see something in the house and they think it needs to be cookie cutter. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this isn't that big of a project. It's really just like, you know, you want a new countertop or this is very dated, but it is very overwhelming, because I'll have clients that will say, I have no idea how I would even begin this.
Is this really how it's installed? And if everybody can't see, I'm looking at my iPad again, showing these guys that they're just nailing this product up to the studs, and that can't be. I guess I always figured that the tile goes on outside of sheetrock, so.
The Swanstone is glue up.
Okay. So it's not a nail up. So
we're not letting you do any of that anyway.
See,
so
that
we would bring it would professional. All
go. I would probably crush people in the shower. Yeah. So, Jamie, you brought up countertops when we were off the air.
Yeah,
that's a super good topic. You know, we've talked about kitchens and bathrooms being the two most important things that you can upgrade in your house and get return on investment and get the appraiser to bump you up to the next level. So what are your thoughts on countertops?
Yeah, I just think, I think that a lot of, you know, you'll see these really great kitchens in homes where they've spent money on counters. I'm sorry, where they spent money on the cabinets. They've spent money on like backsplashes. They spent money on appliances. And then they didn't upgrade the countertops.
I never see that.
Yes. So they have original countertops, or I have seen in quite a few houses, they'll go and they'll buy contact paper and they'll put contact paper over the countertops. And I think there's lots of different countertops out there. So again, I don't have a lot of experience with countertops. I know we just started researching. There's poured concrete. There's everybody thinks you have to do granite.
And you saw what we did at our office. I cheaped out and put epoxy over it. But
yeah, and you can do that.
It looks nice, and it was supporting one of our guys.
Yep.
However, if I want to do it right, I probably would have put new countertops on there.
Yes.
And again, it's an office countertop, but
very much so.
Kitchens and baths are way more important. So
yeah.
But so what is trending in countertops? Yep. What are you guys seeing out there?
Cambria. Quartz and Corian is kind of, you know, they're coming along too.
So I was totally ignorant about quartz when we burned our house down. I didn't like throw a match at it or do anything weird, but hopefully the insurance company isn't listening.
I know,
but
they are listening.
But we kind of moved a few things around, but we got a new bigger island, and so we rotated it and got a big piece of quartz. And I can't remember who we went through to get quartz, and then I didn't even – I don't know if you guys had it 15 years ago, if you guys were doing quartz countertops back then.
I wasn't there 15 years ago, but I they probably were.
But quartz is super cool. So – and it's, a big – piece of black quartz, and it's just, it's so nice to be able to set your hot stuff down on there and not worry about it.
Yes,
it,
not do that on Corian, I've heard.
Right. Yes, yeah. Quartz and granite, but granite even, you see the seams, and I just love our quartz, so.
Yeah.
Lisa's here, she'd be babbling on about it, not babbling in a bad way, but just she'd be going on about it too, and it's just, it's flipping awesome. So
if, I think quartz would be the top.
And ours is just a normal, I mean, it has a little bit of pattern or fleck in it, but basically it's just big piece of black quartz, and it's just awesome, and it goes well with the white cabinetry we got from you all, and it looks so good. It's classic, and I think with our black hardware that we're going to put on there, it's just going to stand the test of time, and when we go to resell it, it's going to do well. So
and black is coming in, so yeah, look at that, you're good.
we're in style. So you guys have quartz, you guys have
Corian.
So how about
butcher block? Is that yes or no?
Not that I know of. I personally,
yeah,
I don't think I would want to do butcher block. I just can't think that it would keep the stains or, suck up that meat juice.
Yeah.
I've always wondered that, too. And while we were baking those wonderful Christmas goodies that we gave you guys today, some of that red stain got into our butcher block, our cutting board.
Yeah.
And we were paranoid that. And it finally came out, but it doesn't come out like magically. You have to work at it to get it out. And so I would also wonder that, Vicky, if you got those butcher block countertops, what's the odds of it staining? And our quartz stuff too. We've spilled glue and a lot of weird stuff that has come up pretty nicely. So it's to the last 10, 15 years. And anyway, I'm a big fan. As soon as I heard quartz, I say go for it, man. It might be a little more expensive, but darn it, I'd say go for it.
Well, I think quartz holds up to the scratches. Corian scratches a little. Now you can buff it out, but
And our kids are, so when we got our quartz, the kids would have been 13 at the oldest, and gosh, one or two, 3 years old, and it stood the test. It's not a scratch on it. You can't see it. It's perfect, and it's gone 15 years, and it looks brand new. So I'm all about it. I'm all for it. I love that you guys carry it. Now, do you guys have to go far to get it? Or?
We go through all the fabricators in town.
Okay.
So we give you a quote. We get a quote from them. Then we give it to you guys. Beautiful. They come out, template, and install.
Awesome.
Nice.
Man, and again, we're going through our basement right now. Is there anything that you guys don't do for, and we're going to flood, so our electrical's okay, but everything else but electrical, so we have bathrooms, flooring, the trim work, all the we'll need the fixtures, the whole shoot match. Is there much that you guys don't carry that we could look to you guys, because we're getting to that point where we're about to do all of our finish work, and I'm actually
one stop shop.
Oddly perfect timing.
No drywall, no wood, no concrete.
Other than that,
you have carpet?
We do not sell carpet, but we sell engage.
Jamie, it's 2023, by the way.
Sorry, there are still carpet in some areas.
There is not.
Okay.
A little bit.
Laminate, hardwood.
A little bit.
Are you only laminating and hardwooding?
Don't do laminate. Because then you have to, when you do the laminate countertop too, you have to have a top mount sink.
Yeah.
Under counter mount use.
Those are cool.
Oh, yeah.
Those are very cool. In fact,
no more toothbrushes on the back of your sink.
Nice.
Sorry, I wasn't knocking carpet. It's probably a little throwback to when we, before our house fire, which forced us into a remodel, our sink was in our master bedroom, and then everything was carpeted, and then mauve carpeting, and then it was also in the bathroom and in the toilet and around that. It's just, boo, carpeting. Vicky, thank you so much for coming in. I know we flew through this. There's probably a lot more to talk about. One more time, can you tell us who you guys are, where to get a hold of you, how to look you up online?
Yes, so we are Above Frontier Supply on Van Horn at 981. And we are there from 8:30 to 5:30 Tuesday through Friday and 10 to 2 on Saturdays.
Oh, nice.
Weekend hours, yes.
Yeah.
That's probably when I'll be coming to see you.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. And I just want to let you know, either come in and see me, Vicki, or McKenna.
Perfect.
Perfect. All right, everybody, enjoy your Saturday and stay tuned for The Buzz.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Media Active production.